America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Still no trade to report for the Detroit Lions. If you're just joining us, the big news of the day. New Orleans has bombed out their coach. They might be now ripe for the plucking. They could have a player that could be useful to the Detroit Lions. Somebody up front. Defensively, whether it be Cam Jordan, be Carl Granderson. They have Chase Young, who the Lions passed on last year, but maybe at a much lesser price. I don't know. Granderson's had three and a half sacks this year. Cam Jordan doesn't have a sack. The thing is, these guys, there's a degree of familiarity that goes, well, Jordan's been there for a while, but obviously Chase Young has not been there for a while. Cam Jordan's been a lifelong Saint. That would be a much lesser move than Za'Darius Smith. Granderson's been there back to, yeah, there'd be some familiarity there with him as well. He played in New Orleans since 2019. So something to think about if they're going after guys that they have previously coached. I know that Brad Holmes had Sebastian Joseph Day, who's down in Tennessee. He was part of a Rams draft class when he was there, but none of those guys feel like massive difference makers, but that doesn't mean they couldn't be helpful on this team along with somebody else. Wouldn't be shocked if there's more than one deal. I would be a little surprised if there's no deal, but I'm rolling with Brad Holmes either way because I'm not going to assume he did something stupid. We haven't talked about Amon-Ra's celebration on the touchdown, the headstand.
Right.
So apparently that happened in a college game. Kid from Immaculate Word did it. Real place. That's a school, Immaculate Word.
Is it a Catholic school, though?
I think it might be, Gator.
What's the school that was the made-up one?
What are you talking about?
Bishop
Sycamore.
Bishop Sycamore. Right. Yeah.
Okay. But Immaculate Word?
Immaculate Word football. Let me see what they are. They appear to be the Cardinals. Immaculate Word Cardinals. Kid from Immaculate Word did it on Saturday. Amon-Ra saw it. And then it happened Sunday earlier in the day. I can't remember who did it. And then
Drake London from the Falcons.
Okay. Suddenly this is the thing. And it's led for some, what is nothing but hysterical still photographs of it. The still photographs look like they have to be photoshopped or something.
That's why they do it.
Yep.
Because in real time, it's just like it's the quickest headstand in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he fell over quick, but he held it for like a split second there, mm-hmm. straight as an arrow.
Yep.
Gator, had you seen that the college player did it before St. Brown did it?
The Immaculate Word kid. Did you see that highlight?
No.
Okay, so when you saw St. Brown do it, that was the first time you've seen that.
And yes.
So what did you think?
I saw the picture. I was like, well, that's unusual. I don't remember that happening. And then I went back and saw it.
Yeah.
I didn't replay it, I don't think, on the broadcast. I was a little upset about that. I thought it was hilarious. I was cracking up, man.
It is pretty funny. Like, and it's kind of harmless.
Well, as long as his neck is okay, I guess. Right.
It's, I always get a little concerned. Like, are they so excited about doing the celebration that you get what happened last week in the Thursday night game where they dropped the ball before they crossed the plane?
Oh, did you see a kid from Memphis blow out his knee?
Oh, dude. He did the soccer celebration.
He jumped in the air and spun, and he landed. His knee just went.
Not good.
Yeah. No.
He did the spin, and then, like, you, like, kind of put your arms down and you flex, right, Doug?
Yeah.
A lot of soccer players do it.
You want to come see this?
No. Nope. I did not.
His knee buckled right away.
Oh, it was so bad. Ugh. And I mean, it was inverted, like knee going the wrong way.
I saw somebody else in the pros score a touchdown, and they jumped up. And maybe Jalen Waddle after he scored, and then he gets, like, clobbered by a teammate in a celebration. And all I could think about was Ted Ginn breaking his ankle after the opening touchdown.
Look, something like that.
That's not good. That's not a good look.
Knees are supposed to bend that way.
Is that hyperextended?
Yeah.
Is that a hyperextension there, Doug?
I don't know how bad it is. I guess I haven't seen any update on what he did, but that looked awful.
So that Eric Aull, former Iowa and Michigan tight end, he blew out his ACL yesterday.
Yeah, but it was like one of those classic ones, I think, where it just kind of gave out, like, on the field.
That's classic.
Did you see Did you guys see Jahmyr Gibbs when he ran up the middle and got tackled?
Oh, dude, third quarter, I got a little scared.
Me,
yeah,
I was scared.
Awkward.
Yeah. Yes.
That was like, oh, is that an ankle? Is that a groin?
No, he hyperextended his knee.
Stand up, like, stand up. Yes, and please God, stand. And he did. I'm like,
they gave it to him the next carry. I was like, okay.
No, when he got up, and I was like, don't limp too much. Don't limp too much. Because actually, that's where the slippery field actually helped him, because I think it gave away a little bit. The ground, his foot didn't get completely stuck underneath him.
I'll take it.
Well,
just stay healthy.
Let me just put it to you like this. We are there's so much on the line here that it feels like we're so scared of anything derailing this.
Well, that's why we want the Lions to make a trade, Doug. I mean,
insurance.
Aaron Glenn said that's
not even really insurance. Well,
he said it last week. Injuries are the ultimate equalizer in this game, you know, knock on wood. But you got to be, you know, you only can go next man up so deep. I feel like the Lions have run out of linebackers. Like, they're pulling guys from Isaiah Thomas. I forgot he was on the team. I know he's on a linebacker, but when 35 Thomas made a play, and I was like, who the hell is that? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, wait, that's Isaiah Thomas.
It feels like we're just trending towards the Lions' leading receiver in their second playoff game being Tom Kennedy. Like, it's amazing, and we say it every year, pay attention to the practice squad because these guys are going to play.
And they do. Yep. And Dan Campbell gives them the same message, because you're going to play. And it feels like almost all these guys have played. Very few exceptions.
248-539-9797. And speaking of seeing something.
Okay.
If you have not seen, and I mean, every once in a while, like, there's a sports movie and somebody does something in the sports movie and you roll your eyes a little bit and you're like, all right.
It's like a Fast and Furious type thing.
Yeah, where you're like, right.
I watched Fast 9 the other night again.
Yeah, it's ridiculous,
the
right?
The Fiero in space. Come on. Greatest thing ever.
But yesterday, Saquon Barkley did a movie move.
Yeah, he did.
That was a movie move.
I didn't believe it. I was like, oh, okay, someone did a nice, you know, editing on video. That's funny.
Saquon Barkley treated that like it was a video game, and I just kind of keep hitting the X button or whatever it is and keep pressing it until something good happens. The backwards hurdle over a player to gain like an extra 2 yards, dumb, reckless, and awesome. All at the same time. Kang, that was like watching Kung Lee in the cage.
It was a glitch. He got glitched. Like, he did two spins before that and then spun into a backwards leap.
It was
Crouching Tiger Hidden Barkley.
You want to see it. Crouching Tiger Hidden Barkley.
It was.
You want to see those plays, and there he did. It's like when Kung Lee was an MMA fighter. He looked like he was in a karate movie.
Movie stuff in real life.
He did movie stuff in real life. The guy's in the cage, grapple, take it. No, this guy was like spin kicks and jump kicks and everything, like as if he was
Mortal Kombat characters.
Right. He's Raiden, you know?
Barkley was ridiculous.
The Barkley play was an incredibly well choreographed. I thought he and the defender must have practiced that for weeks. Because how does that happen? For people didn't see it, it's a backwards hurdle. It's a reverse hurdle. It's a hurdle in reverse. It was eyes in the back of his head.
He went all Jackie Chan. It was great.
So weird. So weird.
So we talked about coaches being fired, and Dennis Allen was fired by the New Orleans Saints, and we talked about Matt Eberflus and not a good look and all this. So Jamie Eisner of the Draft Network posted this, that Matt Eberflus has jumped from plus 2,500 to just plus 200 in the last couple hours to be the next head coach fired.
Well,
Doug Peterson leads the way at minus 300 or minus 200. But
248-539-9797. Tony, you're next. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, Tony.
I wanted to put this trade talk into perspective. You know, it's so hard to get that championship game, let alone the Super Bowl. And if you remember the New England Patriots, they didn't have a number one draft choice, I think, for 12 years, because they would trade them to pick up that one or two piece. They needed to make sure they contended again for the Super Bowl, whether it was Randy Moss or Deion Branch or any of these guys. So I don't think there's a price steep enough to pay, as long as you're not talking current players. But I'd give up number one draft choice 25, 26, and 27 for a Max Crosby.
So here's a question I have.
Even throw in Herndon Hooker. They need a quarterback. I think they're holding out for Shedeur Sanders, with Brady now being part of the Raiders. But they're going to need draft capital to get him.
If you have a player like Max Crosby, Tony, I want to ask you a question, because I think people think it's easy to part with their first-round picks if you're the Lions, because they are expected to be very late first-round picks, correct?
Yeah.
Why would Vegas, if Vegas is giving up an elite player who's at the top of the league, why would they really even want late first-round picks? They want mid to early first-round picks.
Draft capital, because they already have the early round pick. Draft capital.
Our ease of getting rid of these might be the exact reason why Vegas isn't that interested.
Yeah, but okay, forget Vegas. There's a name nobody's mentioned. I can't believe it. To me, one of the most. And by the way, Smith, his stats are great.
Could you mention
Myles Garrett double teams?
Could you mention it?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
DeForest Buckner.
The defensive lineman from
Indianapolis. This guy has a motor that doesn't quit. He's averaged 7-9 sacks every single year. He's a disruptor. There's nobody else on that.
Indy's a game out of the playoffs.
What's that?
Indy is a game out of the playoffs.
Yeah, well, if you've seen them last night, it's hard to get there without a quarterback. Yeah. But anyway, I think any one of these guys, but forget that Smith is 32 years old. Yesterday he had a half of an assisted tackle, and his stats are built up because of Myles Garrett. Look at his stats.
That might be true, but is he better than what the Lions have now? Would he help the Lions now?
Questionable.
Okay. I mean, I think he would. if you don't believe he'll have as many sacks in Detroit, I could see that argument. But this goes back to, is he better than what they have now? And I think he probably, I would argue that Za'Darius Smith, could take up some of the snaps. Let me look at some of these snap counts for edge rushers.
First of all, it's just ridiculous. Okay, what do you had to say about Za'Darius Smith? He's the only reason he's getting sacks is because he's opposite Myles Garrett. In 2022, he had 10 sacks playing with Minnesota. With the Packers, in three straight years, I should say, well, Baltimore 1 year and then the Packers for 2 years, 8.5, 13.5, and 12.5 sacks. You know what he is? He's a damn good pass rusher, and he always has been.
I feel like if the Lions give him, say, Al-Qadim Muhammad's 33 snaps plus Pat O'Connor's 11 snaps from yesterday, if they go to Za'Darius Smith, they're a better football team. With all respect, too, those guys are doing their best. But Za'Darius Smith, with him, they're a better football team.
Now, would I rather have a Max Crosby or a Myles Garrett or DeForest Buckner? Yeah, I'll take those guys, but those guys aren't likely to be available. Trey Hendrickson?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.